Holy shit, that's incredible. Excuse my language. This is so cool. I cannot believe it. One of the coolest things I've seen.
I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
My wife and I had just met a friend at a home near the Paradise Valley Flats for a black mamba that was supposedly on a fence, but when we arrived, we found it in a pipe. It was curled up in a pipe. There was actually a whole pile of pipes. There was actually just rubbish everywhere. There was piles of pallets, all sorts. And we've actually been to this house. I've been to that house at least three times, maybe four times. My friend Duncan Slabbit, who also catches snakes, he'd been to that house three or four times as well. We've always gone for mambas, never caught one. Not once. We've never even seen one. So this was the first one we've seen and actually caught. This is a small mamba, maybe 2 meters, but the ones I've been talking about have been like much bigger. And this is a young snake, so it's not the one. Now, while we were there, we received a call. Literally, my GPS says it's 4 minutes away, so like pretty much up the road, for a brown snake under a patio. So there's the patio and then there's a gap under the concrete. We almost at the house and the lady sent us a photo of the snake. It is indeed a Mozambique spitting cobra. But interestingly, she said there's two heads. She's definitely seen two. So I hope it's two spitting cobras and she didn't see like a gecko head. She doesn't sound like the type though to get things wrong. So it looks like we're going to be dealing with two spitting cobras, which is super exciting. It's mating season, so yeah, it's probably just the male and female have come together. A gap under a patio, under a big concrete slab, is the perfect retreat for them. I just hope we can get them. Sometimes, under the concrete slabs, the snakes can go meters in, or, you know, it's not always possible to get them. But we'll see. Duncan's coming with us, so hopefully we can get it. Or get them, shall I say. Where is it?
Down that down
there. Down the garden?
No, into that hole.
Which one?
There's two of them.
There's two.
Two heads.
Oh, that's exciting.
Just point to us which hole we're
looking. Okay, I'm getting there. You know what? I sit back and smoke. That was smoking in the
isn't there a smoking stopper? Isn't it a cheeky of it?
Come, come. Lulu, come. Inside.
Yeah. I can see it. Your deck is washed out. I saw movement through this.
Yeah. So what were the torches?
Because they popped out here.
We're going to have to move this block.
I don't care what you do. I'm too freaking... It's my daughter's house. I'm just house. That one is so old. I don't think
you know. Sit. There's the head looking right at you. You see where he's looking. Let me look. There's one big head piece inside the door.
Should we try and get the block out?
It's a double up. They're both going to come. I've got it, please.
Please get this Jack Russell away. Come away, dogs. Away, away.
Oh, yeah, there's a pair.
In fact,
there's more than a pair. If you grab one, you come around you. Oh, they're decent size, too.
In fact, there's three. There's three cobras. There's three cobras in the wall.
Holy shit, that's incredible. Excuse my language.
Just give me the spade, that's all. I shall dig, you hold in case one comes out.
One head to the right, one in the middle, and one on the left. I cannot believe what we are looking at. Okay, wait, stop. One's moving. Oh, they're all active.
Yeah, there's one right here.
Yeah, just watch out.
Come on, come this way.
They're back up.
No, I'm trying to force him to come in your way. Here it comes, here it comes. There's someone in shade under here.
There's two heads here. And that's so cool. This thing? This is so hectic. Can we get a hook? You just lock them up.
Not me. Let's try one more time. Love this one. Thank you. Come on, you. You're up in the corner. Touching in the corner.
We're going to need a hook. go grab one. This is so cool. I cannot believe it. It's one of the coolest things I've seen. It's more dangerous than a snake.
Okay, let's take my shoes off.
Hitting all three on this side.
It keeps going around in circles, even with your...
Do you want to try and chase it out the side, yeah?
I'm going to try.
Oh, there it comes.
I don't think you can fit out there. No, I can't. It's too fat.
Just do me a favor. Just keep a half an eye on this side.
No, that one went the other way.
Okay, fine.
No, it's doing a death roll.
Grab. Okay, hold on.
Do you think a hose pipe would work for this?
Probably would, but if you didn't move.
Grab. Okay. We got half of one.
Here comes the third one.
Yes, it's a big progress. Hey, Becky!
One down. I think it hurts itself a little bit, but it's
not serious.
It's serious now. It's a nice size.
And that head away from me.
There's one that side still. Oh. Guess what?
What?
Ants have also woken up.
There's one
in here that's... I'm not sure which one's which, but there is one in here that's lost near. Keep them
in. Oh, yeah. Proper ant activity.
Yeah.
They both got blood. I reckon they were fasting.
There's two heads on this side still, so they both moved back this way. The third one's smaller, but this is another decent size one.
Watch for me. I don't know where that other head is.
Okay, I can't see it. Just give me a second, hold on. Okay, you're out.
Yeah, that is a nice one.
Two down, one more.
That's another decent sized one too. One of them's probably a female. They only mate once a year, and this is classical mating behavior.
I think, Duncan's spot on. I think the female came in.
One, two.
Female came in, and these oaks followed.
The female's the smaller one.
Could be. The one that's left in here is definitely smaller.
Well, we'll sex them. It's amazing, though, to see.
It's amazing that the dogs have not been spattered.
It's amazing that the dogs have... Yeah, and you got a Jack Russell.
My blind one, she's the worst. Jack Russell's usually fine snakes.
Yeah, she's the worst.
She finds
everything
in the body. I've got it, but it's
like
holding on.
I'm watching it. He's going further back than me. I'm glad you came, Duncan, and I get to just watch.
Let me just get my hook there. Jam yourself in.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to pass it to you. Now, let's bring it outside completely. Feel better. There you go.
Oh, okay. Oh, in your face.
Grab it. Go for it.
Careful that head. Please stay.
Aim the head away from Joel. Aim it that way. That way.
Whooping snake. There you go.
Well done.
That was incredible. Three cobras. I could not believe it. You could hear my excitement. That's the last thing I expected today. We couldn't see three heads, so we didn't confirm it was three at first, but there was just too much body for two cobras. Even though there were large cobras, it was just too much body for two. There had to be a third. And when we saw three heads, oh my word, I lost it. It was so exciting. That's a first for me. I had a call near there once where we caught three cobras in 3 hours. But I mean, three all together. And I've had calls where we've caught two together. But three, my word, I cannot believe it. So yeah, as you heard us saying, it's probably two males and a female. The male, or what we think are the males, have got bloody mouths and a little bit of blood on their body. So I reckon they've been fighting in there, fighting for the pretty girl inside. The female's quite small, not small, she's maybe about 1.1 meters, but small compared to them. They're big. They're probably anywhere between 1.3 and 1.5 meters, but chunky. So I cannot believe it. That was just awesome. Before we release them, I'll just check which ones are boys and a girl. Presumably there's two boys and a girl. And we'll measure them and weigh them and everything. There were four dogs at the property, I think four or three. And, I mean, they hang out on top of the patio. And none of them have been spat at. However, a cat had been spat at last night. In fact, yesterday I just dealt with a horrible case where there was a spitting cobra in a garden near Shellcross. My friend Duncan went out
He got there, found a dead snake. The caller had actually left already to take her dog to the vet because she suspected it had been bitten. Definitely been spat at, but she thought it had been bitten too. I think I've had one report where a dog been bitten by a Mozambique spitting cobra. Usually they just spat at, but Duncan sent me a photo as a big snake. And anyway, I met the people at the vet and we could see it had been bitten. It was pretty gruesome. Yeah, I mean, it's got cytotoxic venom, and according to Jan Marais of the African Snake Bite Institute, there's some hemotoxic properties which would have caused the bleeding out the mouth. So the dog was euthanized, so that was a bit of a rough day. Yeah, this has improved my mood drastically. And no dogs were harmed, so that's always a winner. The cat's fine, it's recovered, she treated it, rinsed the eyes out with water. And yeah, so it's spitting cobra season. As we were leaving, I got a call for another one, Carrington Heights area. My friend Warren is on his way to catch that one. And a friend of mine earlier this morning saw one while walking in a nature reserve. So it's overcast, it's humid, it's definitely a day for spitting cobras. So who knows, we might get another one today. But I doubt we'll get three together. I don't know if I'll ever get that again. So I've treasured this rescue.
This has been another real life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.